This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
How are you today?
I'm good, thanks, Benji. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Who are you?
Antisha.
Where are you from?
Auckland.
Are you originally from Auckland as well?
Yes, I'm originally from Auckland.
How old are you?
17.
17? You're almost 18, but...
Almost 18.
In 3 days?
2 days.
In 2 days? Even better!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you're here at the Hui?
Yes, I am. Sitting with you on a bed.
Yes, on a bed.
My bed.
Your bed. Yeah, Morgan's bed. And very descriptive. How are you feeling at the Hui?
Pretty good. It's nice to be around same sort of people, same interests, you know.
What, you want to share any of your experience so far?
You're sitting on a bed.
I'm sitting on a bed doing a really lovely interview. No. I don't know, just learning heaps of new things, extending my knowledge of QSAs and how to run them and maintain them and different stuff about political stuff, and it's been really good.
So, can you tell us about yourself?
Well, I'm 17-year-old lesbian. Lesbian. And I work with Rainbow Youth now and then. It is my goal to work with them full-time in the future. What else do you want to know?
Lesbian, the new lesbian.
Yeah, lesbian, that's what I am.
Yeah, the lesbian.
Yeah.
So, what's it like being still in school? Are you still in school?
Yeah, I am still in school. It's pretty good. My school is really good with, like, the whole, like, queer stuff. Pretty accepting. I have my own QSA. And I've got the school on TV on 60 Minutes for it, which is pretty cool.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
When was that?
It was, like, 2 years ago. When I first set it up, yeah, it was good.
So you're famous now?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Famous glory.
Yeah. I'm just a big star, really, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to get your autograph.
Yeah, so keep that paper I signed.
Yeah.
It'll be worth about a few years.
Yeah, a few years. So everything's all fine and dandy then?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's cool. Yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah. So, what do you identify with as your gender?
Female.
And what is your gender expression?
No, I'm not going to say dyke, because that's a derogatory term. I would say quite androgynous.
Androgynous.
But, you know, just how I express myself. But some people like to categorize that, but I don't. Okay. I don't see it as a category, but if you're going to give it a name, I'd say androgynous.
What does androgynous mean?
It's kind of like you don't really... How do you explain it? I just express myself how I feel, but it just appears in like a gender-neutral sort of way. So, you know, for some people that might mean, to me, I look more masculine, but some people it might mean I look more feminine. It just depends how I feel like expressing myself at the time. So, yeah.
It's a good way to look at it. So, your sexuality is lesbian?
Lesbian.
So, when did you realise that you're a lesbian?
I realised I was a lesbian.
Just 5 seconds ago, no.
Five seconds ago, yeah. No, I didn't really realise. I just kind of came to terms with it because, like, I've been brought up in a really gay-friendly environment. I've been brought up by two lesbians, so I've been exposed to this sort of stuff from pretty much when I was a baby. But, so it's never really been a problem for me. I've never actually had to come out to anyone. But I've kind of just come to terms with it myself, so I kind of came up to myself more than anyone else. So that would have been about 13, 14.
So it was not really about realisation, it was more about accepting.
Yeah, just accepting and just being like, well, this is who I am, so.
Have you ever thought it was like, oh, wow, I'm lesbian, this is new kind of thing, or no, because you were brought up in that environment?
Yeah, it's never really been like a new thing to me or a shock or anything, because I've been exposed to it like my whole life, so kind of just came real easy for me.
Yeah. Scott, when you think about if you turned out straight and you had two lesbian parents, they'd be like, oh, no! What are the grandparents going to think?
I don't think it would really be a shock, because, like, you know, because my nana and her partner have always said, you know, we love you no matter what you do. Like, even, like, you know, if I wasn't gay, they'd still have the same love for me. We just kind of have, like, a real special kind of connecting bond now because of it. We kind of like make jokes about each other's sexuality and stuff. So it's a really good relationship between us.
So how about coming out? How was coming out to them?
Well, I kind of sat down because I kind of told them when I got my my had like a crush on a girl, and I was like, I like this girl. And my nan was like, what's about time? Like, we've known it since you were like six. And I was like, oh, well, why didn't you mention it earlier? She's like, oh no, I thought we'd let you like figure it out yourself, you know. It's all about finding it out yourself. So yeah, they just kind of like, I was like, yeah, it's great, about time. And just made jokes about it, and it was like automatically desensitized, so I never had a real issue with it.
Well, that's good. How about your friends?
My friends have always known, like, because they say I appear quite
masculine
and androgynous and stuff, so they've always kind of known. Even like my primary school friends, who I haven't talked to since I was like 10, I spoke to them like recently, and they were like, oh, you have a girlfriend, blah blah blah. I was like, yeah, and like, oh, we've always known. Like, me and my parents always used to talk about it and be like, oh, I bet she's gonna be a lesbian, or you know, that sort of thing. So yeah,
just think, oh, thanks.
Yeah, like this, I've never actually had an issue with anyone come to, like, telling them about my sexuality and stuff, so it's good.
So have you ever had, so being in that sort of environment, have you ever had issues in the community?
I have had a small amount of issues in the community, because there are certain people who used to go to my school who had, you know, quite strong opinions about gays and lesbians and et cetera, et cetera. But they only kind of raised their issues when I started my QSA, and they expressed that in a way of like violence, like throwing things at the building and like doing a protest against me and all that sort of thing. But yeah, shit's crazy, man.
What, just the one person doing the
it was sort of led by one person, but then of course, you know, in high school, yeah, one person, everyone follows.
Yeah,
so it was just a small pack of guys who were like, gay is not the way, pray out the gay, you're disgusting, blah, blah. And I was like, you know what,
you love,
I'm
gonna
take I'm going to take this to like a senior member of the school and address it properly, because it is an issue. If it's going to happen to me, because people see me as like a leader in the school, because you know, and a lot of people kind of look up to me and how I handle things, so I didn't want to retaliate in a way that would make me look just as bad as them. So I took it maturely and kind of was just like, took it to a senior staff member and then addressed it, you know, pretty well, and then the situation was handled, and you know, they got what was, you know, they got a good talking to about it, so that was really good. But that's the only real issue I've had in the community.
Having only one issue, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. It's really good.
So, so your friends were fine with you being out.
Yeah.
How about people that's not your friends, apart from the big random protest that just randomly happened at school? Oh, which, by the way, if the teachers didn't even notice that there's a big random protest, it's a bit, yeah.
Yeah, it was weird.
How does random people from the streets take it?
I wouldn't say random people from the street. I'd say people I've, like, you know at school, who you're acquaintances but you never really hang out with. They kind of see it as like a good thing. Like, they're like, oh, that, like, when I'm at a party, so they're like, oh, this isn't a teacher, she's a lesbian. It's like, oh, okay, automatic label, but that's okay, because, you know, that's how they want to go about it. But they kind of, like, see it in, like, an appreciative way, because they always come up to me like, oh, you're so brave, like, you're so confident in who you are, and it's really, you know, it's good to see someone so confident, and it kind of, like, they kind of boost their spirits about it. So, like, people who I'm not that close to, or, like, complete strangers who know of me, have a really good, like, outlook on me and a good opinion of me, which is nice to know. Yeah, it's real good.
So how did you feel when you came out?
Relieved, because it was more of a thing for myself than anyone else. But yeah, I just finally felt that I could just come to terms with myself and just like be able to express myself without being like, what am I doing? Am I doing this right? Like, what am I doing? And then of course it helped as well, because I was involved at Rainbow Youth at the time. And so that meant I had that extra support there, and people like Priscilla and Tommy and all the other like ex-facilitators who were there at the time. They really helped me through it, which was really good. And
you're
gave me the right knowledge.
Yeah, you've been at Rainbow Youth for like a while now, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been going there since I was just turned 14. And so I'm 18. Yeah, 4 years.
Yeah, 4 years.
Yeah, so that's really good.
It's almost a record.
Not as long as Tommy. He's been there for ages.
Oh yeah, he works there, there's a difference. Yeah, so so you've had a lot of positive things as well. So have you been in relationships?
I have, yes.
How were the relationships for you?
They were great, like, you know, just loving who I love, really. It's really good.
Has you having two lesbian parents affected your relationship at all, or
I'd say it's hasn't affected it, but it's kind of made it a bit easier because one of the people I dated recently, her parents at first were not accepting of her sexuality and mine and our relationship in general. Like, they were just like, this is such a shock to us, you know, we don't understand it. And so the other person kind of found comfort within my family because we're so accepting, and there's like, it's pretty much just a house full of gays, really. Yeah. And so it's actually quite a plus because a couple of my closest friends are lesbians as well, and their parents don't know about it. And so, you know, it's kind of like a big shelter, like house where you can go and just feel safe. So it's been really good. So, yeah.
A whole bunch of gays in one house.
Yeah, pretty much. That's all it is.
It's like the reenactment of Queer as Folk.
Yeah, pretty much.
Without the dirtiness, of course.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
Let's hope. So, what is your definition of virginity?
Virginity?
Yeah.
Wow. How... not having sex with someone? Like, I don't know.
It's such a strong emotional word.
Yeah.
It's just a word.
Yeah. Like, it's really... Gobsmacked. Yeah. I don't really know what to say about that, other than, like, it's just a word with a meaning.
Yeah.
You know? But of course it means more to a person. It's different to every person, but... Mm. Yeah.
You can go hold toast for with what I'm about to say. Are you a virgin?
I'm not a virgin, no.
You're not a virgin. You don't have to say share the experiences if you don't want to.
We'll cold toast.
The cold toast. Oh, the toast is freezing. I'm in the freezer here. Cold toasting. Okay. So, do people get jealous of you having lesbian parents?
I think a couple of my friends do because of their situation. They can't tell their parents. I wouldn't call it jealousy because, like, you know, their parents are their parents and I'm sure they love them and stuff. But I think, like, some people see it as a really good thing, but I just see it as normal. So, you know, but definitely I think it's been helpful for my friends and, like, everyone around me to know that, you know, if anyone's having trouble or, like, because one of my best guy friends, he's gay and he was having real trouble with his parents. His dad was really just cruel about the whole thing when he came out to him. And so my nana and I went around and picked him up and stuff. And he lived with us for like 2 weeks. So that was really nice. And he, like, we talked about the situation that he was in and we managed to, like, just kind of solve the problem. And now he has a pretty good relationship with his dad. So I think it's really good that people know that, like, me and my family are there for anyone. So it's really good.
So what else, what other support do you have?
Aside from Rainbow Youth and my family, I have my friends. They're really supportive. Like, we've been friends for ages, so they don't really see my sexuality as anything. Yeah, that's all I really have, really, because, you know, you have a really good organization, you have a good family, and you have good friends. What else would you need?
So you've never had really big massive issues apart from a random protest. Have you had within the big massive issues within the community, like big massive arguments about within the community about the most randomest subjects or something like that?
It's actually been really chill. I'm actually really grateful because I've heard like horror stories about stuff and it's like, oh, can't imagine what that's like, but it's been really good. Yeah.
Have you, apart from the big massive protests, have you received any abuse?
Yeah, I have over the years, but that's just what comes with it. Because, like, I understand that it is, even though it is classed as homophobia, I kind of respect it as someone else's opinion. Because, like, I'm not going to hate them for their opinion if they're going to hate me for mine, sort of thing. So I just kind of see it as like a, well, I don't agree with that, but I respect what you're saying. I understand, like, you know, people's certain upbringing, certain religion sort of stuff that I don't agree with anything. But, you know, I just don't see it as an issue.
You've never been the reactive person through those abuse, haven't you?
No, I've never really, like, directly or intentionally retaliated. It could be moments where I'm just like, but I've never actually, like, retaliated any hateful or any, like, intentionally harming, like, actions towards them, because that just makes you just as bad as them.
Well, thank you for the interview.
That's fine.
Thank you.